Euthanasia. Glossary. Euthanasia. Touchy. A thorny issue. Particularly. To raise a question. Mercy. Compassionate killing. To carry out. Knowingly. The least. Painfully. In other words, to elaborate. To feed, fed, fed. A tube. To linger. Brain dead. Terminally ill. Intractable. Aggressive therapy. As far as someone is concerned. To relieve. Hasten. Ensure. To get lost. Besides. To state. To revive. A do not resuscitate order. The will. A flicker of hope. A recovery. To make a recovery. Aware. Life-sustaining treatment. To terminate. Elderly. Disabled. To voice an opinion. To voice a concern. To withdraw. To put out of misery. Ultimately. In one's stead. How come? Ludicrous. To frown upon. To prevail. For the sake of it. End of life care. To grant. Introducing your point of view. Please make use of these useful phrases when you wish to express your opinion on a matter. I think, I consider, I find, I feel, I believe, I suppose, I assume that. In my opinion, as far as I'm concerned, for my part, from my point of view, my opinion, my belief, is that, I would say that, my impression is that, I have the feeling that, it seems to me that, I have no doubt that, I am sure, I am certain that. And now a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah, euthanasia. The next subject is very touchy, kind of a thorny issue. Some of you may be able to relate, especially if the question has been raised while you have had relatives in poor health. I guess you all heard about euthanasia. Can someone please define the term for me?
Euthanasia is mercy or compassionate killing.
What do you mean?
When someone carries out euthanasia, they knowingly let someone die the least painful way. When someone carries out euthanasia, they knowingly let someone die in the least painful way. In other words, it is supposedly the deliberate killing of a person for the benefit of that person.
Can you elaborate?
Some people are force-fed through a tube, or they have fallen into an irreversible coma and lingered in a vegetative state for a long period of time. They need mechanical support, such as a respirator, for instance. They are brain dead, terminally ill, or worse.
What could be worse?
Being fully conscious and suffering unbearable pain, or even worse, intractable pain. Their family wants to keep them alive and keep providing them aggressive therapy.
As far as you're concerned, Sarah, what do you think of euthanasia?
It's hard to have a firm opinion on such a matter. I think if I were old, I'd rather my family relieved my pain and hastened my death.
How can you ensure people follow such a request?
I always have my organ donor card in my pocket. If I had a fatal crash or accident and it get lost, the hospital would definitely ask for my health card, which would also show that my wish was to donate my organs. Besides, I have clearly stated to my friends and family I did not want to be revived if something really bad happened to me. Do not resuscitate Sarah Mandiago. I think doctors should remember that prolonging life at all costs is wrong, especially against the patient's will, when there is no flicker of hope they could make a recovery. I think this is cruel, especially to the patients who are well aware of their own condition and can't wait for their life-sustaining treatment to be terminated.
I agree on you on that point. I believe we shall have the right to choose when and how to die. A lot of elderly as well as disabled people voice their opinions and concerns regarding doctor-assisted suicide. Withdrawing treatment can put patients out of misery, even if that means they are going to die. At some point, sooner or later, we all die.
Ultimately, I think no one wants someone else to choose in their stead. You choose the way you live. How come you couldn't be able to choose the way you die? This is ludicrous. Dying decently or according to your own standards shouldn't be frowned upon. Your opinion should prevail, because this is a personal matter. You're the one involved. It is a legitimate request from people who no longer want to live or be forced to live for the sake of it. And anyway, I do believe that at some point, end-of-life care bears this meaning. For those who don't or will no longer recognize who they are, if they're terminally ill, they should still be granted consideration for the way they wish to live or die.
You phrased it very well, Sarah. Thank you.